Amen. Brother Kyle grew up, in America, then in Argentina, then back to America. And I remember when Brother Keith and Judy came to Marion Avenue. Oh, let's see, I guess it was just you and Ryan, little bitty guys. And we supported them out there. And then I came to pastor here the very same time that Brother Keith went to Argentina. I think he left just a few months before I went, I came here. And then after they got off the field, Brother Ryan came back here along with Ryan. Brother Kyle came back here along with Ryan and Amanda. And, of course, their dad and family were instrumental in starting our Spanish work upstairs, and which is still going strong today. And Brother Kyle graduated in 2001 from our academy. He enrolled his senior year here so he could graduate from here. And so it's just been a joy to see God use him. He's working at the Peachtree Road Baptist Church in Sewanee, Georgia, where Brother Jay Reed is the pastor. He helps with global just does a lot of things down there. Brother Kyle, we're glad you're here tonight. Family's going to sing for us. And after that, you're going to preach. Amen. And since we know all about you and Thanksgiving Day.
Amen. God is good, is He not, folks?
I'll sing a quick little medley for you about God being good. And if there's anything to be thankful for, it's for our God. Amen. So this is my wife, Laura, by the way, whom I do enjoy her cooking very, very much. And I enjoy not only her, but of course my children. This is Hope. She is 10 years old. And that is Emma. She just turned 9 about a week ago. And this is Liam, 6 years old. And now she was born in Texas. The rest of us are Yankees. But now we are stuck down in the deep south. And Mrs. Angel came up to me and said, "You are in my favorite state over in Georgia. We like it down there, but it is wonderful being up here with you folks." And we got to see a little bit of snow. Amen? The children prayed for snow. God answered their prayers. I need to start asking them to pray for stuff for me because apparently God gives them what they want. Been a good to see that. But God is good. Amen?
God is so good.
Okay, well, I appreciate Pastor Angel asking me to preach. I was planning on getting prepared for, I was going to stay at home and get ready for who to place the bets on for my Thursday night football or Thursday football, but apparently God had different plans. Amen. Speaking of plans, I was also debating on what to preach on. Take your Bible, turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 103. There's a few messages that were on my mind that God had laid in my heart. Some messages that completely original message. I was praying about preaching this message called Snakebite. Another message that God had laid on my heart that it was just, you know, really, you know, happiness is tied up in knots was, you know, just, I was really on the edge of preaching that one as well. But tonight I'm going to be preaching a totally original, first time ever preached before message called Seeing the Invisible You. Amen. For those of you who are wondering who this weird guy is behind the pulpit, you got the adjective right at least. Amen. Psalm 103. Let's stand together and stretch our legs a little bit tonight. Psalm 103, and we're going to read verses 1 through 5. I'd like you to join me on the second and fourth verse of Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. The Bible says, a psalm of David, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Join me in verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for this church. Thank you for what it's meant to me personally. God, thank you so much for what it's meant to my family. Thank you so much for, God, the blessing that it's been. Lord, I thank you above all of that, Lord. I thank you for how good you have been to us, how you shower us with blessings, how you've been so merciful, so kind to us, Lord, given us so much beyond what we could possibly ever deserve. Thank you so much, Father, for your benefits, and they're so rich and they're so great in number. I pray that tonight, Lord, as we go home and as we begin the season of thankfulness, Lord, I pray that this wouldn't be just something that we observe a few times a year or that as we're reminded because of the name of a holiday, we begin to be thankful, Lord. But I pray that you'd work in our hearts to give us an attitude of gratitude, that we would understand, Lord, that what you give us is not what we deserve. But in spite of what we deserve, Father, you love us. And I pray, Heavenly Father, you would help us to leave tonight and to remember your benefits. In your name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Nowadays, usually when people are trying to get a job somewhere, one of the things that they typically look for, of course, people are a little more cryptic than they used to be with pay. But one of the big things when someone is trying to get a job is going to be, they're going to ask the question of, what are the benefits? Maybe the benefits are something like health insurance, or there could be possibly a benefit like free food. My brother, the job, he's always telling me about all the food that he's trying to eat, all that they bring in. Just, I mean, pizza and hamburgers and, I mean, just all kinds of smorgasbord, delicious food for him all the time. It's a wonder he doesn't weigh 800 pounds already. Believe it or not, he is heavier than me. Amen. So some things are good. Although he started walking less, so I'm definitely looking forward to being the thinner brother. Amen. It muscle weighs more than fat. That's what it is. I heard that he gave a testimony here. I just want to say that everything he said was false. Everything that included me was definitely not true. Amen. But people look at the benefits and say, okay, what am I going to get out of this job? If I go and work at this company, am I going to get a certain amount of vacation time? Am I going to be able to, you know, be able to leave a little early to pick up my children from work? Am I going to, I've read some strange benefits that people have at their jobs. Benefits like, okay, well, I want to work here, but I need to be able to have in the actual building a dog sitter. People actually ask for those kind of things. And they expect those kind of strange benefits sometimes. A lot of people go to a job sometimes just because they can get a certain kind of benefit at that job. We can look at those and say, okay, well, that may be something that would be attractive, something that I would want. But I want to tell you tonight that the benefits that someone may enjoy were not invented by the American free market. Long before we thought of giving somebody a benefit at work, God has showered us with benefits. God's good, isn't He, folks? I know we sang a song just a moment ago about God is so good, but He truly is a good God. I think it's easy sometimes to enjoy His blessings, to enjoy His benefits, and to forget how good God is to us. Folks, we are blessed beyond measure. We live in the greatest nation in the world. I actually just got back from a trip. Pastor Angel talked about how I work at Peach Real Baptist Church. I'm the associate pastor there. But also what I do, I'm the assistant director of Global Baptist Church Planters. And we go around the world and we help national pastors get started. We always work through an American missionary. And the missionary that we are partnered up with in the Philippines is Brother Rick Martin. How many of you ever heard of him? Or I don't know if you've ever been here at the church before. But I got to go there actually just a couple weeks ago and spend 2 weeks over there in the Philippines. And folks, if you ever get the chance to go on a missions trip, take it. It will change your life. It should change your life at least. That doesn't mean you're going to be a missionary. It doesn't mean that God's going to call you. But it should do something to your heart. It should do something to the way you think and cause you to view the world different. If you leave with anything just saying, hey, you know what? America is a great nation. And it really is. We live in a wonderful place. Why? Because God has blessed this nation. We had the projector down a moment ago. It was talking about Happy Thanksgiving. And of course, we observe Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving wasn't some kind of thing where the pilgrims went and they thanked the Indians. No, they were thanking God who had allowed them to make it through that harsh winter, establish a new home, to have freedom of religion, to worship Him. And they were giving their thanks to God. What a wonderful thing. We get to continue in that tradition. I do kind of hear when people get on these the pet peeves of, you know, people go straight from Halloween all the way to Christmas immediately after them. But I mean, like, are you really going to buy a turkey to put in your front lawn? That sounds kind of strange. But, you know, I do like the fact that we get to observe Thanksgiving. It's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful thing to realize that God has blessed us. He has showered us with benefits. In Psalm 68, verse 19, the Bible says, "Bless the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." And God is good. We have so much to thank Him for. We really do. It's good when we have prayer time. We need to be praying for brothers and sisters that are in need, in a spiritual need, physical need. But you know what? Our prayer life needs to be filled with thankfulness to our God. You say, Brother Kyle, I pray before I eat. You know, I'm glad you do that. You should do that. I mean, you can thank God all day. You can look at all the benefits, all the wonderful things that you enjoy that we take for granted and realize that they are gifts from God. I heard a story about a farmer one time who he had visited some family members in the city, and he was with all of his kin that were city folk, and he's sitting down there at the table, and he gets down and he starts to pray for his food, and they all look at him, you know, looking at him, looking down on him, like, why is this man thanking God for his food? And they started chuckling at him. They say, oh, does everyone at the farm thank God for their food too? And he said, no, everyone doesn't thank God for their food. Oh, really? Who does it? He goes, the pigs. I don't know about you, but there's something that just, it eats at me when someone's ungrateful. When someone has been given something, you do something for somebody, and they show ungratefulness in return. Act like it was nothing. Oh, you know, whatever. Or you owed me something. We get upset when we hear about the entitlement mentality of our nation. When we look at people that just get, never give back, we get upset when we see someone that should be grateful, that should be thankful, yet so many times we as Christians forget the benefits that God has given us. And we have an attitude of ungratitude. And God really has blessed us. He really, really has. You say, Brother Kyle, you've said that already. You know what? I could say that the rest of tonight and it wouldn't stop being true. God has been good to us. He's given us so many blessings. We don't deserve them. But yet He's given them to us because He loves us. It doesn't take you long to leave this country and see the rest of the world, the things that they lack, and yet the gratitude in their eyes, the smiles on their faces. You see children that have one set of clothes, that live in a hut that is a dirt floor, and yet they are thankful for the little that they have. I got to go to, when I was over there in the Philippines, we visited several of the churches that Global's been a part of starting over the years. It was neat. It was absolutely amazing to see these little churches that you would think, I mean, just maybe half of that aisle right there, and they just cram 100 some people in there. The national pastor is starting a Bible college already with a dozen students, full-time students in these churches. The floor inside, there's no windows. You know, the ceiling is made of this tin that you can practically see through. But the people are just thankful. They're excited. They're happy. Our lives seem so miserable and so difficult sometimes. As I was talking with them, they invited me to the back. Of course, they barely have any money or any food. They invite you back into their house. Their house is about from the pulpit to that chair right there. This pastor's house. You go into his house. The first thing I noticed, doesn't even have a door. You walk in and you see a little table full of rice and chicken and food and everything that they can scrounge together because an American's coming, a pastor's coming from the States, and I want to give something and show my appreciation for the help that they've given me. And I'm sitting there looking, and his teenage daughter sleeps in a closet behind a curtain. His teenage son, just a little space in the corner and the little curtain to parcel off where he sleeps. Folks, I'm not trying to make you feel bad, okay, folks? But we've been blessed, haven't we? Think about how God has blessed you. I walked out of there in tears. God's given me a house. God's given me a family. God's given me so many blessings. And if we tried to count them, it would take all day. But what a wonderful practice to engage in, to realize that God has blessed us. What are some of the benefits that God's given us? Look here in the verse here, what the Bible says. Look in verse 3. I just want to list off a couple of the benefits that God has given us. It says, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities." What are some of our benefits? Well, if you're signing up, first off, you should never sign up for it's because you're trying to get something. When you're saved because you are a sinner in need of a Savior, and that Savior died on that cross for you, and that Savior who died on that cross for you freely gives you the gift of salvation. And in that moment that you receive Him as your Savior, you are entitled to these benefits. Not because you deserve them, but because He decides to give them to you in spite of you. And He gives us these benefits. The first benefit we see here is He gives us forgiveness. Forgiveness of sin. Forgiveness of our filthiness, of the sin that we have sinned against Him. Yet in spite of that, He's forgiven us. He loves us. He looks past that. The blood of His Son has washed away that sin. When He sees you and I, He doesn't see a sinner anymore. No, when He looks at you and I, He doesn't see that filth anymore. He sees someone who's been bought, who's been redeemed by the Savior. What a wonderful thing to know that He's forgiven us. He showed us that mercy and that forgiveness. Folks, if we ended it right there, we could praise the Lord all the way home. Hey, you can get excited about that. I hope you can smile about that. Good night. How sad would it be? Oh, yeah, I'm saved. You can't tell. But I'm smiling on the inside. It's funny how much we get used to our salvation, isn't it? A couple years ago, I went over on a missions trip to the Dominican Republic, and we were up in the mountains. It's a place called Constanza, where we were visiting these tiny little churches up in the mountains. Beautiful. I mean, absolutely picturesque. I can't even talk. like a picture. There we go. The way that they take the mountains and they parcel off all the land, where they literally use almost every single inch of that mountain to plant things on there. So what it does is the mountains look like a quilt from all the different crops on there. And the mist just starts to fade away. The sun is rising. You can see those mountains, and it is absolutely gorgeous. I've taken pictures of it, and I look at the pictures, and I'm like, this doesn't even describe how beautiful it is. I'm in the mountains, and me and the gentleman who's with me on this trip, we're just like, I can't believe that. Look at that. Oh, my goodness, that is gorgeous. Get a picture of that. Wow, look at these mountains. Look at these mountains. And everyone else is sitting there, and like, oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a mountain. I'm talking to these people that, you know, live in these in the mountains there, in the dirt, work the fields up there, and like, man, isn't that gorgeous? They're like, oh, yeah. You know what the problem is? They got used to the beauty. What should amaze them became commonplace. The benefits that God has shown us, many times what we do if we're not careful, if we don't constantly take some time to remember what He's shown us, remember the benefits He's given us, we forget and we start to become jaded about the wonderful things that He's given us. He's given us forgiveness. Not only that, look at verse 3 again. It says, who's forgiven all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. He's given us healing. Now, don't be scared of that word, folks. Okay? I know that the charismatic movement likes to talk about things like healing as if, you know, it's something that they have a monopoly on. Or if you're really, truly saved, and if you truly have the Holy Ghost in you, brother, you'll be able to heal. If you just trust Jesus, you'll be able to be healed. Amen? Listen, folks, I'm not talking about that, but God is the healer. He still is. Now I know there's a prayer list that we just passed out. We all read and we prayed from, right? And we can look at that right there and say, wow, look at all these people. You know something? God can heal who He wants. And you know something? The worst thing that can happen to you is the best thing that can happen to you. We try so often to keep people out of heaven, and God says, I got something so great for you. And you know what? He does offer healing. He went according to His will. Amen. But not only spiritual healing. There are so many Christians that are struggling with sin, that are in captivity of sin, and God is offering freedom. He's offering healing. Hey, listen to me, child of God. Those benefits are available to you if you're willing. If you're open. If you are saying, God, what you want in my life, God, I'll give you. I'll take your benefits, and Lord, I'll live for you. He is a God who is a generous God, a loving God, and He is saying, look what I've given you. He's given us forgiveness. He's given us healing. Let's look at another benefit here real quickly, what the Bible says. Look in verse 4. It says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. He offers forgiveness. He offers healing as a benefit. His benefit is also salvation itself. He saves us. Not only did He pardon your sins, but He has given us far beyond what we deserve. You realize that, folks? He didn't have to give us a home in heaven. Yet, He gave us mercy, and then He gave us grace by giving us a home in heaven. What a wonderful thing. Hey, are you glad you're saved tonight? Let's try that again. Are you glad that you're saved tonight? I hope you are. If you can be thankful for anything, you should be thankful for your salvation. I know that's cliche. I understand. But it's true. He saved you. He redeemed you. You know, that should cause you to live a little differently, shouldn't it? At a job, you get a certain benefit. You don't want to abuse that benefit, do you? You get certain times off for vacation. I'm trying to talk my brother into taking extra days while I'm here. He won't listen to me. I think I'm going to call in and try to, you know, pretend. Because he hardly ever goes into work. That's what happens usually. So when I get here, he's already used up all his vacation days. So now I'm going to have to, you know, we're going to have to abuse that benefit somehow. Folks, God's given you the benefit of salvation. He's given you forgiveness. He's given you healing. And as a Christian, we need to understand that this isn't anything we deserve, but it's what He's given us out of His love. Now, look at verse 4. It says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. So we have forgiveness, healing, salvation, but loving kindness and mercy. He's shown us mercy beyond what we deserve. In Lamentations 3, 22 through 23, we sang that this evening. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. I think in our homes we need to develop a practice of thanking God for His mercy. Think about what you deserve. You know what we deserve? Now, we can really sum up all of our problems, or the solution to all of our problems, when it comes to our perspective, in three words. You know what those three words are? Listen. I deserve hell. Salvation is not an entitlement, by the way. God gives us these benefits. He says, he's talking about benefits right there. But you know something, as a child of God, we need to understand that I deserve hell. I want you to say it with me tonight. I deserve hell. And it's true. But yet He's loved us. Yet He's forgiven us. Yet He's healed. Yet He's shown us mercy. And look at verse 5. It says, what it also says here, it says, who satisfy thy mouth with good things. Some Baptists say amen right there. You know, I hear tofu is good for you. And I think those people need to be shot. I like eating good food, okay? Since I picked turkey and mashed potatoes and apple pie. Who are the other apple piers with me? Now, I do like pumpkin pie, okay? Don't get me wrong. Of course, we all like good food, right? When I look at that verse there, you know what it's telling me there? He's saying God gives us more than what we deserve. He's given us, he's not saying this. He's not saying, you know what, I'm just going to give you the basics so you can start. He says, you know what, I'm going to give you so many blessings. I'm going to give you so many benefits. Hey, it's going to be sweet to your mouth. It's going to be enjoyable to your life. He's given us this word. He's given us a house to meet in. He's given us a family. He's given us blessing after blessing, far beyond what we deserve. And when we realize that, when we understand those blessings and those benefits as a Christian, we need to put that into perspective, understanding that there's a slight problem here. And I want you to look at verse 2. And we say, Brother Kyle, why are you bringing all this up? I want you to look at verse 2. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And what's that word right there, folks? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Now, if God had to put that here, do you think that possibly, maybe, perhaps, that it's because you and I have a tendency to forget? And that's the problem. We forget. Except for the cowl, of course. You know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and this is the time that we all do this, and we all... You know, we all kind of refocus, we recenter ourselves, and we say, well, I'm gonna be thankful again, and I'm going to do it the whole year around. You know, God knows that we forget. And I forget about stuff all the time. I do. I heard a story about a husband and wife, and they were getting older in age, and they kept leaving the oven on all night. And finally, they had to try to find some kind of solution. They talked to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know what you need to start doing? You need to start writing notes so that you remember if you've done certain things. So the husband and wife, they said, okay, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. So they get home that night, and that night the wife says, you know what, honey? Will you go to the kitchen and get me some ice cream? He says, absolutely. He says, but make sure you write a note about it because you might forget. He says, I don't need a note to remember to get you ice cream. She says, but I also want whipped cream on the ice cream. He said, well, I don't need a note to remember that. She says, but I also want strawberries on the ice cream. He says, look, I don't need a note. I will remember. He storms off into the kitchen. About 30 minutes later, he comes back with a fried egg. And she's like, I told you to write a note. I want a toast with that. The The truth is we do forget. We're so distracted with this world. We're so distracted with sin. Sometimes we're even distracted with good things in life. God has blessed us. We enjoy those benefits. And yet we fail to see so often that God has provided so much to us that it becomes normal. Just like those people in the mountains that see those mountains every day, and to them, it's just a mountain. You go to the ocean, you see the coast, and it's just breathtaking. And you say, wow, isn't that beautiful? And there's people that wake up every day, oh, there's the coast. Why? Because it's normal. They've forgotten how valuable, how important, how beautiful it truly is. And as a child of God, as a Christian, He is telling us not to forget. He is telling us to remember and to understand that while you have problems, while there's difficulty, He wants you to remember His benefits. And He's been so good to us. He's been so merciful, gracious, and kind to us. You know, it's funny. If I can be transparent for the first time tonight. Today, okay, this morning my wife took my daughters up to Orland and they had saw a doctor up there. And so I'm in the house. I have my son and my nephew with me. And around lunchtime, I'm wondering, you know, okay, when's everybody going to get back? You know, Mercy had an earache, so Sarah took her out to the doctor. And I'm with the boys, and I'm like, you know what sounds really good? You know, God talked about putting good things in my mouth, right? Some Mancino's pizza grinder. Somebody say amen. Or am I the only sick person that likes those things? I think you eat like 3 bites, and you need at least a double bypass after each one of those. I'm thinking, man, I really want one of those. And believe it or not, you can't find those all over the place. You know, I live down in Georgia where they don't have those. So I'm thinking, man, that sounds delicious. So I'm wondering if I was going to get home. I'm wondering to get home. And then I'm like, you know what? And preacher, can you believe this? I made sandwiches for my son and my nephew. I don't even know how to do that. And I'll be honest, I got a little grouchy. And here I am preparing this message in my mind. And I'm like, man, I really just want one of those. I don't have a car. I can't leave. I can't grab the kids. Can't walk over there because there's a blizzard outside. Thanks to my daughters praying, amen. And somewhere between putting the bread and just salami and then the bread and just raspberry jelly, I started to think for a second. Here's a fridge, and I'm opening up this fridge, and it's full of food. I got a suitcase down there, it's full of clothes. I got a family that's serving God. Got a roof over my head. Got a car I can drive. I hear complaining in my heart because I want a pizza grinder. I think we need some perspective as Christians sometimes. Some perspective on the fact that everything we have, we don't deserve. We didn't earn it. You quoting Obama now? Well, God's given us everything. We don't deserve it. Yeah, He's been good to us. He's given us blessings. He's showered us with benefits, with His mercy, with His love. Every day they're new. And He wants us to remember. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. said, when gratitude dies on the altar of a man's heart, that man is well nigh hopeless. When we forget, we become ungrateful. When we become ungrateful, we become entitled. When we become entitled, we lose perspective about the reality of what we really deserve, and we deserve hell. Yet God has spared us. He loves us. He showered us with blessings. We need to take some inventory on our blessings, don't we? If anything, this time, take some inventory on your blessings. When I was in the Philippines, I had the chance to go to a leper colony. Now, I did not expect that. And look, I'll be honest from the onset. I'm not a germaphobe, okay? Just don't touch me ever, please. But we went to this. I'd never been to one before. Like, would you like to go to a leper colony? Sure. So we go, and, you know, the first house is just ladies. And these ladies, I mean, it breaks your heart. Most of them don't even have just little stubs. We read about the stuff in the Bible all the time. To actually see it, it's a different story. No fingers, a lot of them. No nose, some of them blind. I'm going in there, and it wasn't contagious, so I wasn't in any kind of danger or anything, but I'm shaking their hands and trying to talk, praying for them, got to preach to them. Smiles on their faces. Some of them had been there for over 50 years in that little house and hadn't left in 50 years because they can't leave. Heard a story along those lines. A missionary, he's preaching to the lepers, and he says, does anybody have a favorite song they'd like to sing? And this old lady who was a leper, no nose, her ears falling off, face had been disfigured by that terrible disease, raises her hand with no fingers, and she says, can we sing Count Your Blessings? You know what? I got two hands. I got two feet. I got a Father up in heaven who's looking down and who loves me. And even if I didn't, He'd still love me. And He has given us the blessings, and He wants us to remember. Turn to Psalm 116 and we're finished. Look at Psalm 116. Psalm 116, verse 12, it says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? The psalmist here is saying, okay, God's been so good to me. So what can I give back to God? Well, it talks about paying your vows. It talks about several different things. But look at verse 17. I want to draw your attention to that verse there. It says, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of what? What's that word there, folks? And will call upon the name of the Lord. Know what He wants tonight? Listen to me. He wants you to take an inventory of the blessings you've received. To remember. But He wants your thankfulness. He wants your praise. If you look at the beginning of Psalm 103, He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. The psalmist here, David, is saying, bless the Lord. God, You've been so good. Lifting God's name up in praise and saying, God, I worship You. God, You've been so wonderful, so kind. You've given me so much more than I deserve. This is someone who talks about healing when his own baby had died and he had lost his children. This is someone who looks up to God and says, God, You've been so good and so kind to me when he had been persecuted by Saul. This is a man who looked up and said, God, You've been so kind and merciful and loving to me. And he's been that to us tonight. Has He not? He wants your thankfulness. He wants your praise. Things may not be easy, but God's still good. There's that old saying, right? God is good all the time. All the time. God is good. I hope we live that way. So, Brother Kyle, things are tough. God's still good, is He not? A little interesting thought. I heard this, that the pilgrims made 7 times more graves than huts that first winter. 7 times more graves than huts. But yet they still set aside a day to thank God for His blessings. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank You so much for Your blessings. You've been so good to us, Lord. God, this wasn't anything profound, but it is wonderful because you are good to us. You give us blessings and benefits that we don't deserve. Help us not to get used to that. Help that not to be normal. Help us to be in wonder of our salvation, of your love, of your mercy, of your benefits, Lord. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Let's stand together, our heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Great reminder tonight about God's benefits. Has He spoken to your heart this night as the ladies play? Song of invitation, don't grow used to it. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. They're playing that good hymn tonight, You Come. Forget not all His benefits. Things may be tough. Things may be tight. May be very, very tough right now. But God is good. Wonderful. Great reminder tonight.